RavingLunaticMania.com.
CLE Hot Take Central, Episode 3. He's not MJ. Basketball fans were treated to a signature performance by the reigning greatest player of a generation on April 20th, 2017. In a game where Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love were abysmal, and most of his teammates were barely even going through the motions, LeBron James went GOAT and led his team back from a 26-point deficit by what seemed to be sheer force of will at times. The Kings' final stat line? 41 points, 13 rebounds, 12 assists, 2 blocks, and a steal in 45 minutes. 45 minutes! The man, if he is even actually a human being, he might be a basketball-playing cyborg, played 45 of 48 minutes. That is stupid. It is even more stupid considering he is 32 and the number of career minutes that he has played. LeBron should be slowing down. Instead, he appears to be getting better. He was 14 of 27 from the field, 6 of 12 from 3. 95% or more of NBA players that have ever played will never have a single game that great. And this probably isn't even one of LeBron's 5 greatest playoff performances. It is the ultimate testament to James' elite skill that this type of game isn't unexpected, but expected. Yet, on a day when we should, as sports fans, be basking in the glow of yet another performance for the ages, all the sports world is discussing is that LeBron is still not Jordan. Ah! Sorry, something in my brain just tried to break. No, LeBron is not Jordan. He will never be Jordan. No one can. Even Kobe, the closest analog the game has ever seen to Jordan, was not Jordan. But at least with Kobe, it was a fair comparison. They played the same style of game, with Mike being a big 2 or a small 3, and Kobe being a 2. Comparing LeBron James to Michael Jordan makes as much sense as saying, yeah, Chris Paul's amazing, but he's no Charles Barkley. LeBron and Jordan have never, and will never play, the same style of game. But aside from the idiocy of trying to compare ice cream to pizza, does LeBron even have to be Jordan? Turn on sports talk radio, national or local, and it won't take long on a day after LeBron does something ungodly amazing to hear a caller bash James. And it usually sounds like this. Carl in Cleveland, you're up next on Sports, Society, and Spirits. What's on your mind? Yeah, Scott, this LeBron James guy, he's pretty good and all, but this guy's a bitch. Jordan never needed a super team to win, and he never lost in the finals. He was 6-0 in the finals. LeBron's his 3-4. He's not even 500, Scott, and 2 of his titles are Dwayne Wade's anyway. Carl, hold up. What about Dennis Rodman, Scottie Pippen? They aren't superstars? They aren't both in the Hall of Fame? What about Horace Grant or Ron Harper, who, if not Hall of Famers, were very good all-star level players? Jordan won all those titles with no one? Come on, Scott. Pippen was an average, overrated bum that Jordan made look great. Rodman grabbed some rebounds and kicked cameramen in the nuts. Yeah, Horton Grant was okay, and Ron Harper was good. But Jordan, he had this killer instinct. Look, LeBron will never be Jordan. He'd rather pass to Donyell Marshall than take the last shot. Aw, Christ! This shit again! Be a sports talk radio host! It's a great job, they said! Just talk sports! No one tells you that you have to communicate with brain-dead lemming asshats like this all day. What, Scott?
Nothing, Carl. A sales guy walked in. I'm sorry about that. Well, thanks for the call. I guess your point is irrefutable. Or is it? Let's discuss killer instinct. What does this actually mean? Does it mean taking control of the game and team and leading by example when your team is losing and falling apart? Does it mean doing it yourself when no one else can get it done? If so, last night fits the bill. So does the great 48 in Detroit in 2007. Hell, the whole 2007 playoff run. Unless Sasha Pavlovich and Larry Hughes are actually good players in your mind, in which case I'm done talking to you because the rock in my backyard has a higher IQ. Does it mean averaging 29.7 points, 11.3 rebounds, 8.9 assists, 2.6 steals, 2.3 blocks on 49% from the field, 39% from three, in 41.7 minutes per night to lead his team to victory in the finals after being down 3-1?
Or maybe it's going 41, 16, 7, 3, and 3, and then 41, 8, 11, 3, and 4 in games 5 and 6 to force a game 7. That's not Killer Instinct? Facing elimination? Down 3-1? 31 years old? When your best year should be behind you? Putting up lines that look like a cheat code was used in 2K? That's not Killer Instinct? Then kindly tell me what the hell is, you lead paint chip eating dill hole? Wait. Killer Instinct must be hitting buzzer beaters, right? Of course it is, you shiny ball syndrome having spazoid. Nothing matters. But the guy who makes the last shot in the last second, that's the only thing that matters, because you can't be bothered to watch the whole game or understand what had to happen to get to that point. But okay, let's play this game. Let's look at some stats as of May 2015. In playoff games, in the last 24 seconds of overtime or regulation, with a shot to tie the game or take a lead, Jordan, for his career, was 9 of 18. The NBA average, as of May 2015, was 27.2%. In this same situation, Kobe Bryant, who LeBron is also usually compared to as not being clutch and lacking his killer instinct, he's 7 for 25, 28%. And the King? Mr. Has No Killer Instinct and just plays dead or looks for the ghost of Danielle Marshall? Well, he's 8 of 19. Well, damn. I guess those two misses really prove that he has no killer instinct. But wait, there is more, as Billy Mays would say. LeBron has made 3 buzzer beaters to win a postseason game in his career, tying his Royal Airness. Uh-oh! He has made 4 go-ahead shots in the final seconds of a playoff game. No one in the last 15 years has made more. But Kobe, you say? Oh, bad move. Kobe is 7 of 28. Yep, he's made less game-tying or game-winning shots in the last 24 seconds than LeBron, despite taking more. I guess killer instinct means jacking up shots and missing them at a horrific rate. Take your LeBron is not clutch argument and shove it up your ass. But it doesn't matter. You're the same guy who'll yell at LeBron for playing hero ball when he doesn't pass. When he does pass, you call him gutless. Make up your mind. This whole argument is asinine, though. LeBron is not MJ. LeBron is a 6'8", 270-pound linebacker playing point power forward while running a 4'2", 40. Jordan was a 6'6", 215-pound guard forward. They are not remotely the same guy, except that both were the greatest player of their generation. Can we finally stop comparing LeBron to the ghost of Michael Jordan? Can we just enjoy the last few years of the man's career and marvel at the fact that he is still so far beating Father Time's ass? Can we appreciate that games like last night are still occurring at the age of 32? And that at 32, he can still single-handedly win playoff games without pushing off to get open, by the way? Can we finally just appreciate LeBron for LeBron without retreading the same tired and debunked arguments as to why he isn't Jordan? You know who else isn't Jordan? Jordan. We've immortalized Jordan into a man who never missed, never lost, never struggled, never had an off night. Even Jordan wasn't the Jordan we talk about today. Maybe 20 years from now, the ghost of LeBron can compete with the ghost of Jordan, and we can let kids who never saw either play decide who was the GOAT. This has been CLE Hot Take Central. Thank you for listening, and please check out all our other podcasts at RavingLunaticMedia.com. No one tells you that you have to communicate with brain-dead lemming asshats like this all day. What, Scott? Nothing, Carl. A sales guy walked in. I'm sorry about that.
RavingLunaticMedia!
.com